Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Samaches. We're starting a brand new perek. And the perek begins, Behema Hamakasha Leilet. Our Mishnah and the Gemara discusses one of the most fascinating aspects of halacha, which is known as the Ben Pekua. What's a Ben Pekua? You go and shecht a pregnant animal, and then after the shechita, you open up the inside and you discover a live behema, an uber. And that uber, Baruch Hashem, is alive and kicking. What is so fascinating about that? What's fascinating is that the halacha is that that ben pekua min ha-toira does not need its own shechita. And in fact, if you have this ben pekua and you let it live for the next 5, 10, 20 years, it flourishes, it blossoms, it's a full-fledged behema. You do not need min ha-toira, you do not need to shecht it. Why? Because it was already geshochten as a result of the mami. This is based on one of the famous rules in Masechtas Chulin that uber yerech imayhu. And therefore, when you're going and shechting the mami, just like you're shechting the mami, and everything inside the mami becomes mutter, the feet and the hands and the heart and the lungs and everything else is part and parcel of the animal that you've just geshochten. You don't have to go and shecht the reya, you don't have to shecht the lathe, you only shecht the two simonim, the kana and the veishit, and the whole animal is kosher. So too the uber, which is within the animal, also is kosher. It does not require its own shechita. However, we're going to learn later on, another week or so in our perek, that midrabanan the chachamim made a special takana that one should shecht the ben pekua after all, because otherwise people will see Yankel, the Groyser Erlich Hayit, he has a Ben Pekua, and this Ben Pekua looks like every other animal. There's no distinction between one and the other in terms of its looks and its appearance. So what's a person's going to do in 20 years from now? He's going to go and eat it without doing Shechita. They'll say, Yankel, the Groyser Erlich Hayit, the Tamar Chucham, the Yirei Shemayim, he is eating a behema without Shechita. Apparently, Hilchah Shechita not so important. No, it's very, very important. Therefore, midrabanan, you have to go and check the ben pekua, but not min ha-toira. Where does this come from? The Gemara is going to tell us in Yechim tomorrow. It says in the pasuk, "V'chol behema mafreses parsa v'shoisas shesa shtei froses malas geira ba behema oisa teichelu." The word behema is repeated twice. Any behema which is mafres parsa, split hoofs, Malas Geira, and it chews its cud, Va Behema. Now, of course, we're talking about a Behema. What are we talking about? We're talking about a person, we're talking about a table, we're talking about a chair. Maratach Leng Behema. Why does the Pasuk refer again, V'chol Behema, Mafres Parasa, Malas Geira, Va Behema? So the Gemara Darshan's Behema, Va Behema. That sometimes you can have a heter to eat one Behema which is inside another Behema. What does that mean? You shechted an animal and you find a behemoth inside the vlad, and the vlad is going and walking around, coming and going. So he does not need min ha-toira a separate shechita because a behemoth ba behemoth. That's the general rule. Now that we have the general rule, we're going to see now a couple of exceptions in the Mishnah. So we start off the Mishnah behemoth makasha levi. You have a behemoth which is in the throes of giving birth. The word makasha is similar to Tosis Yom to bring Shteitech by Ruchel Imenu, the Havdil between, of course, a person and a Behema, state by Ruchel Imenu, by he, Hakshoisa Belidita. Hakshoisa means that the Behema is having difficulty in giving birth, or not necessarily difficulty, it's within it, it's having its labor pains as the Behema is straining to give birth to the Vlad. And you're shechting the behema at the same time. You're thinking to yourself, that's a strange coincidence. Pink, when you're shechting, the behema is getting ready to give birth. Says the Tosis Yontif, this is no coincidence. They specially would go and shecht a behema, which is makasha lele, when they saw that this behema is under terrible duress. It's unfortunately suffering from the difficult labor. And at those times, they didn't have the fancy, what do they call those things, epidural, that they have nowadays, lahavu, by people. They didn't have an epidural. this behema is suffering, and you say, if I'm not going to go and shech the behema now, this behema may die. And if the behema dies, it becomes an avela. And then the only one that can go and eat from it are goyim and klovim, which means I'm going to lose a fantastic amount on the behema. We have this concept already back in Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara talks about a behema misukenes. Behema misukenes, as long as it's still able to stand and to move around, it's a kosher animal. However, you're afraid that if you're not going to go and shech soon, this animal may die. So you have a right to go and, as long as there's no simen tarfis, you're allowed to go and shech it. So you have the same thing over here. They would go and shech, not every time, because you want this behemoth to reproduce numerous times and make new vlodlis and new generations of behemoths. However, if you saw a particular behemoth, which is Makasha Leilet, having difficulty in its labor, in its birth, so very often they would go and shech the animal. So nothing wrong with that. But the Mishnah continues, V'hoitzia ubres yodoy. One, the uber that's inside, not only the mommy is straining in this difficult pregnancy, difficult labor, but the uber is straining. So the uber says, I'm out of here. And the uber goes and stretches its arm out from inside the behemoth. And Bechzira. And after the uber stretched out its leg, it went and brought it back in. State the Mishnah, Mutter Bachila. Now it's not crystal clear what the Mutter Bachila is referring to. Is it referring to the uber generally, or is it referring specifically to the yad that the uber was machzir? On the surface, it would seem that we're talking about not only the uber, but even that yad, even that aver. Why? Because the Mishnah says, V'hoitzi uber es yadoi v'achzira. And it returned the hand inside, returned the foot inside. Then it's mutter bachila. Mashma, that if you would not be machzir, it would be asur bachila. That, of course, only applies to the aver. It doesn't apply to the uber. 95% of the uber is inside. It's only part of the yad, part of the leg, that the uber went and stretched out outside. Ah, so if it was machzir, it's mutter bachila. Why should the chazora have any effect vis-a-vis the uber? It should only have an effect vis-a-vis the aver. So l'choira, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. The uber stretched out its arm, its leg, and then it brought it back in. Now it's a mutter bachila. If the uber would leave its hand out, it would be asur bachila. Why would it be asur bachila? We'll see mechem the Gemara. It has the status of an aver menachai. Because since it's not within the mommy's womb at the time of the shechita was not matir that aver which is sticking out. But Hechzira brought it back in. That's the simple interpretation of the Mishnah. But as we'll see, as soon as we start the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Omer Rav shoots that down and says that even though it was Hechzira, it's still Osir Ba'achira. We'll see that in Mechem.
The aver, not the uber.
We'll see Mechem. The aver remains
Osir Ba'achira. Once he gave out the aver, Shoinish Ibi Yerechimo.
Exactly. So my Tare Mechitn explains very simply that the reason why the aver would remain Osir, even though it was Hechzira, because since it went out, once it went out, it became an aver Manachai. Even when it came back in, it's too late, it's already no longer uber yerech imay, and therefore doesn't benefit from the shechita. Okay, we'll talk about this as soon as we start the Gemara. But then the Mishnah continues. What happens if it wasn't that it stuck out its arm or its leg? But hoitzias roishoy, the uber said, oy, it's so difficult in here, it's so stuffy, the humidity is gefährlich, no air conditioning, and I feel the labor pains. And therefore it sticks out its head prior to the shechita. Even though the uber brought its head back in before the shechita, harizeki yolid. It's as if the behemoth was already born. Meaning that since the roish is such an integral part of every being, a human being for sure, but even lahavdil even a behemoth, so the fact that the roish came out, it's as if the behemoth was already born. Since it's already born, even though it brought its head back in, makes no difference. So what does that mean, that it's already born? It's already born, it's a separate entity, and no longer has anything to do with the mami. So the shechitas imay will not be machshir this yolid. It's as if the whole uba is already outside the mami, outside the stomach. Totally, it's now in the it's in the nursery where the nurses are giving it food to eat with bottles and all the rest. It's no longer part of the behema. Now, when you shech the behema, it's already kiyolid from before, and therefore there's no din of pen pekua. The shechitas aim is not matter the yolid. Zut yatzvay to the mishnah. Choytech meubrishim me'er. What's ice? Choytech meubrishim me'er. What happens if the owner or somebody else stuck its hand into the rechem of the mami behema and cut off one of the evorim of the in the of the uber inside the bnei me'ay? It cut off, for instance, part of the leg, part of the hand, whatever it cut off part of.
Before the shechita.
Before the shechita. Everything before the shechita. And that person left it inside. Says the Mishnah, mutzah b'achila. Since you left it inside, you didn't take it out, just like the rest of the uber is going to be mutter alzben pakua in the animal, that shtickle that you were mechatech, that you cut, is also mutter b'achila. Mash'enke, if you cut off from the regular animal, in other words, let's say the animal wasn't even pregnant, and you stuck your arm in with a some sort of surgery, and you cut a little piece of the tchoil, the spleen, or from the cloyes, from the kidneys, and you left it inside, aser b'achila. When you open up the behema after the shechita is over, and you take out all the innards.
Why isn't today the menachai?
So it's like aser b'achila, the tchoil and the cloyes. Even though you left it inside, it's aser b'achila. Now Rashi says, why did the Mishnah pick on mina tchoil mina cloyes? Why didn't it pick on twice mina dakin, mina keres, mina besahemsis, and all the other stuff? So Rashi said very simply, because if you were to go and cut off any one of the other ivorim inside the animal, it's going to be a treifa, like we had in the previous parak, eilu treifas. But you remember we had that if the animal is missing the tchoil, or missing the kloyos, it's still mutter b'achila. So therefore, even though you cut the tchoil, you cut the kloyos, there's no problem of tarfas. But will you be able to eat from the tchoil or the kloyos, says the Mishnah, no. Even though you left it inside, osu b'achila. That these two halachas seem to be contradictory. We're saying, if you cut off a part of the uber, lemushel, the tchoil, or the kloyos of the uber, and you left it inside, mutter b'achila. If you go and cut the tchoil or kloyos from the mami animal, osu b'achila. Says the Mishnah, ze haklal. The general rule is, davashe gufa. It's really like davasheba gufa. Is also if it's part of the guf of the animal itself, like the tchoil and the kloyes, and you cut it and left the pieces inside, and then you discovered them again post shechita, they're asur. V'she'ena gufa, but if it's not part of the animal itself, it's part of the uber, it's mutter. Why? Mi'etchim tomorrow, the Gemara is going to go and bring a pasuk that's going to tell us this distinction between gufa and between the uber. The Lashon HaMishnah is very interesting. It says, Choytech me'ubrishim me'er. The Choyot should say, Im chotach echod me'ubrishim me'er. The Lashon Choytech means even chatchila. You go and cut part of the uber. So the Tveris Yisrael, the Yochan Aboya says, Einachanami, when you saw a behemoth makasha lele, you might be the doctor, the veterinarian, or maybe just the owner, and you see, ay, 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 this behemoth is straining. This behemoth might not live. Maybe this tzar balachayim. I know what we got to do. The reason why it's straining is because this uber is too large for the rechem. I'm going to cut a piece of the uber off to make more room for the behemoth to be born. Says Tzvar Yisrael, this is not tzar balachayim. Fakir, the whole reason why you're doing it is because you want to make it easier for the mommy animal to give birth so that the animal shouldn't die and the uber shouldn't die. So you're doing this l'chatchila, people would be choytech mi'ubishim me'el, and if they left that piece inside, mutter b'achila, you're allowed to go and eat it after the shechita. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Barak, we started off the Mishnah, we said that the uber was moitzi esyadoi, ve'achzira, mutter b'achila. Pashup shat mutter b'achila means on that aver that he was moitzi. Says Rav Yehuda Barak, no, the aver atzmai aser. Once the Aver came out, it has a status now of Aver Menachai, even though the Eiver went back in, it remains Osir, it does not get the benefit of the Shechita. Why? My time in the Yom HaKrod, says in the Pasuk. Uvasa basoda treifa lo yisichelu lakelev tashlichan oisrei. If you find basa basoda treifa, that's a very strange lotion. You can go and find kosher meat down in the field too. What means basa basoda treifa? So Gemara says that this is really not to be understood literally, to be understood more poetically. And that is, basar basada means that the basar is not where it's supposed to be. Where is basar supposed to be? It's either supposed to be still in the Beis HaShechita, with the shecht of the animal, it's supposed to be in the meat store, or it's supposed to be in your refrigerator at home. Why would you find basar basada out in the field? To simon that it's treifa. What it means it's treifa? Says the Gemara, kim shiyotze basar chutz mechitzasai. If basar leaves its normal parameters where it normally would live, where it would exist, nesar, it's asar. So what does that mean, basar chutz mechitzasai? So Rashi says that this is all inclusive, not only our Gemara, l'mashal. What happens if you have kodshim? As we know, kodshi kudishim are supposed to be eaten inside the Azara. What happens if they went outside the Azara? It comes posel b'yoytze. What happens if kudishim kalim? Kudishim kalim is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. What happens if you took it out of Yerushalayim? It comes pusel b'yoytze. Ah, where does it say in the posel pusel b'yoytze? This is the makar. Pusel basod treifa. It's not supposed to be basod. It's supposed to be in the Azara. It's supposed to be in Yerushalayim. It went out of mechitzasai. Zokti Yomar, the same thing applies to our Aver. Since that Aver left the Uber and left the mother's stomach, even though it was Machzir, it remains Aser because it becomes Chutz L'mechitzasi.
Not Treifa. So one of the Pasuk say call it Treifa.
No, it just means Treifa in the sense that it's not allowed to eat it. It just means you're not allowed to eat it. Same thing with Gabi Yoitze by Kudish.
Yeah, can't
it's not Treifa, it means Matunish Eser. Just like we say in Yiddish, treif. And what is a treif? Maybe it was busa b'chulav. Maybe it was a shtik chazer. It's treif. Nothing to do with hilchas treif. It just means it's osu lecha. Anyway, so says Rashi. Now the same thing therefore applies to this eiver. It went chutz l'mechitzasai. The eiver should have remained inside the mami's rechem until the baby was born. It instead protruded. It had its arm or leg go out. Oh, it's chutz l'mechitzasai. It's now usher to go and eat. Even if it went back in. Rashi says the same thing as Lagabi Kodshim. What happens if a Kodshim became possible b'yoytze? Oh, I am so sorry. I'm going to schnell bring it back into the Azara. My dear, the damage was done. It's already too late. Once it's yoytze, it's possible. Here too, once the Aver was yoytze m'mchitase, it becomes usher forever. Freiti Mar. Tanan, let's go back to the Mishnah. Behema makasha leilad bahitzi ubersi yodoi. Vechzira mutter b'achila. The Poshet Pshat is like we just said, Hoytze Uber is Yodoy, stuck out the hand, Hechzira, it went back in, and I had to go and eat. Look at that Yad, that shtick Aver that went out. My lava Aver. Isn't that the Poshet Pshat? To a light. We're really referring to the Uber. We're saying that even though the Uber stuck its hand out, and that piece of hand became Osir Lecho, but the rest of the Uber is mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Frey Timara, I al Uber, my ir yechzira, for lo yechzira nami. The words in the Mishnah, the hechzira, that word, l'choyla, only is appropriate if we're talking about the Eiver. That we're saying, the Eiver, the Uber, stuck out its yad, stuck out its Eiver, brought it back in. Oh, mutabachila. But if you're telling me that we're referring to the Uber itself, who cares? Your echzira, nisht echzira. The Uber was inside at all times. It never stuck its hand out. So who cares whether or not your echzira, nisht echzira? Of course it's mutter b'achila. If you're telling me that the Mishnah is talking about the aver that protruded, as long as it's outside, osu b'achila. Echzira, if it brought it back inside, mutter b'achila. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But if you're saying that this mutter b'achila is referring to the Uber, the Uber itself, other than the Yad, was always inside. So it's always Mutter Bachila. That's the Dinah Ben Pekur. So what's the reason why we brought in this Hechzira? After Lo Yechzira Nami. Everything where you're 100% right. Who are the Navagav the Lo Yechzira? Because we're not referring to the Eiver, we're referring to the Uber. The ober is mutter b'achila. I say b'zoi, why did we put in the hatsira? Why did we miss the seifa? The seifa we do have to put in the hatsira for a chiddush. What does the seifa say? Ho yitzias roishoi, if the animal's head went outside the rechem and protruded out li aviru oilam. Avu pishach zira, even though the animal brought back the head back in other words, the uber restored the roish back into the rechem, harizeki olud, it's now as if it's totally born, and it's no longer ben pekua, and it does not get the benefit of the shechita so'ei. Oh, and that's a grace of chiddush, because I would have thought, if the roish is still out at the time of the shechita, sorry, the shechita so'ei didn't help that roish. But if the roish went back in, ooh, so then maybe it's now again part and parcel of the mami, and just like the shechita helps for the mami, the shechita will help for this uber. No, even echzira makes no difference. There is a kiyolid; it's a separate animal b'fnei atzmoi, and the shechita se'aim will not be matir. Oh, that's a chiddush. So since we have that chiddush in the sefer, that even though echzira, it's too late, Rabbi, the shechita se'aim will not be matir. So we use the same term in the Reisha, also Achzira, but really in the Reisha it's lobbed off. But as far as the Reisha, we don't need the Achzira, because since, according to Yehuda Merav, referring to the Uber, there's no Nafkimina, whether Achzira or not Achzira, the Uber is always Mutter B'Achim. So the Lashon Achzira in the Reisha is only Otu the Sefer. Frey Timur, Azuk Timur, B'Aid, Mr. Sefer, Oit Yis Reisha, B'Pisha Achzira, as they call it, Tananami Reisha Achzira. Frank, you want to save my kamashulan? Why do I need the hechzir and the sefer? And the more kasha is even broader. What do I even need the whole halacha in the sefer? You're telling me hoytis roishai harizeki yolud. Everybody knows my kamashulan. The kima the yotzer roishai havel aleda tanina. This is an alta halacha. Where is this alta halacha? We learn this in hilchos bechoyres and mishnayos and bechoyres. Zok the mishnah bechoyres tanina. What are we talking about? Normally when a child is born, it's the first born in the family, and it's a yingala, and it's not a yoitzedoyth, in other words, it's not a C-section, it's a regular, normal birth. The child is a bechor. What halachas do you have the gab of bechor? So the first thing that we all know is a pidyon ben on the 30th day, and everybody comes, it's such an unusual mitzvah. How many pinyin events do you attend? Oh, that's number one, Bukhar. But number two, a Bukhar has a special status that it takes pishnayim menachla. That if chas v'shalom, the father passes away, then all the other boys in the family only get one chelik, and the Bukhar gets pishnayim, gets two chalakim. Aha. Says the Gemara, but there are times that you can have a child that's born, and it's only a Bukhar lenachla, and not a bechor lekahan, meaning there's no pidyon aben, but still this child will get a double portion. Oh, how was that? So Timur habo achen nefalu. If the first child that was born was a nefel means a miscarriage. Miscarriage, we normally think of that during the 9 months, nebuch the lady had a miscarriage and the child came out after 5, 6, 7 months, whatever, and unfortunately did not live full term and couldn't exist. However, the word nafel in the Gemara applies even to a child that is born, and when the child is born, the child is crying, and everybody says mazel tov and all the rest, but the child dies shortly thereafter because it was not a bar kiyum, not a bar kiyum. What do you mean? Avo bishiyotze roi sheichai, if l'moshel the child, we're talking now about human beings, the baby was born in the 8th month from the time that the mommy became pregnant. In the times of Chazal, an 8-month baby could not live. Of course, modern day medicine is different because they have all the different medications and all the wonderful stuff. But in the good old days, if a child was born in the 8th month of pregnancy, the child could not live. And even though the child came out Roshe Chai, nevertheless, we know this child is a goner and has a status of a nafel. Or you have a Ben Tes, you have a child that went full term. A 9-month child, shiatsu roisha meis. Ay, nebuch. It was a stillborn. The child was born, nebuch, it was already dead at the time of the birth. Not after 9 months. Ah, so what's the story now? So the child that's born after that, right? Habo achar nifon. The second child that's born after that has a din of b'chor le'nachla and not b'chor le'kihanim. Why? So Rashi explains. Because the gabi b'chor le'kihanim, it says in the pasuk peter rechem. Peter rechem, the word peter means pointer, to be poiseach eser rechem. The child that was born opened up the rechem for the first time. That was on the child that died, Nebuchadnezzar. This habo achakach. The second one that is born is not the point of rechem. The rechem was already opened for the first child that was the nation. So therefore, no din of b'chor the kahana. On the other hand, it does have a din of b'chor the nachla, because when it comes to hilchos nachla, it says that the b'chor gets losis loy pishnayim, ki hu reishis oinoi loy mishpat b'chor. And the Gemara Dashan only means reishis oinoi. Reishis, the first child, that leiv aviv dava olav. Dava olav means that the father has an emotional, sentimental attachment to this child. Child that Nebuch passes away as a miscarriage in the 5th month, 6th month, 8th month. You don't have an attachment to that child, because the child was never alive, so to speak. Even though in 8 months the child was born, it was Rosh Chai. But we know it's just a question of a day, a week, a month, it's going to die. So therefore, it's considered to be a nefil, halachically. And therefore, the ein leiv aviv dova al moise. So the word reishis oina, yeah, the pashut pshat reishis oina means it's first koyach. Reishis koyachi, reishis oini. However, the Gemara Darshan's oina means, and you could, if Shelley was here, we'd probably make a shtickle pun, that if the child passes away, you say, oh no. So that's the racious. Oh no, Misha Liboy Dova Olav, that you feel terrible that never the child passed away. Since this Nefil, you don't feel that way, so he does not get the status of a Bechor. It's only the second child that's born after that. Oh, he has the status of Bechor, Legabe Nah. Okay, so what do I see from all of this? So Gemara now makes a diak. What's a diak for the Gemara? Tama the Rosh Hashanah. You know the reason why the second child becomes the Bechor Lenachla, because the first child in the 9th month was born, stillborn, Nebuch dead. That's why the second one has a din of Bechor Lenachla. Haroi Shechai, what happens if the child that was born in the 9th month was Roi Shechai? Roi Shechai, es doch the Bechor. Even though subsequently this child dies for whatever reason, then that second child won't even be a b'chor l'nachla. Gunish, he'll just be a pashut. And so what do I see from all of this? I see from all of this that when it comes to Leida, why did we have to say in our Mishnah, because the Roish came out, then is considered to be as if it's born. That's what it says in the Mishnah Mesachtos B'chorois. That hoitzi es roishai, what was the lashon of the Mishnah? Tanina ezel b'chor le'nachla, habo acha nefalim aval pisha yotza roishai chai. Or the ben test she yotza roishai meis. It's only because of meis. But if it would be ben test she yotza roishai chai, I would go and say that that child is the b'chor. But the whole body wasn't born yet, only the roish was born. It makes no difference. Roish hari ze ki yalut. So what do I need to teach that halacha beyond in the Mishnah? I know that from Masechtas Bechorot. So you're going to go and tell me, okay, the Mishnah is just repeating it again. No, it has much, much more significance. We're saying that the Reish, it says Echzira, is only utter the Sefer that says Echzira. I don't even need the Sefer. I know this halacha of Reish Ki Yolud back from the Mishnah Masechtas Bechorot. I don't need to go and say it over here. So the whole thing of the Chorot is totally unnecessary. So that's the Gemara's kasha. V'chit Zemet says the Gemara, maybe the reason why Rabbeinu HaKodesh repeated the same halacha twice, because by uns we're talking about by Bahaima, and that Mishnah Maseches Bechorot is talking about a Adam. So maybe the difference is between Adam and Bahaima. V'chit Zemet hashmein in ba'adam. The kamash melon the Bahaima. Why the Adam and Bahaima lo yalif? Maybe I cannot learn one from the other. Why can't I learn one from the other? Says Gemara, I'll tell you why. I can't learn Adam from Behema, and I can't learn Behema from Adam. Adam Behema le Yalif, to ain't Pruzder le Behema. when a behema gives birth, there's nothing that covers over the psichas harachim by behema. As soon as the roish comes out, anybody and everybody that's looking at this behema sees the roish coming out immediately. Oh, that's why behema has a din of kiyalut. It's as if the behema is born. I see that cup comes out. Agibayna behema. It's not considered born. However, by Bnei Adam, yesh pruzdar. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain what the yesh pruzdar is by Adam, but Rashi says very simply, when the child comes out, it's coming out. Bein hayyeri chayim the isha. The mother that's giving birth has her two legs next to where the behema, where the baby is born. So as the baby's head comes out, you don't automatically see the head because it's partially concealed by the yerechayim, by the legs of the mommy that's giving birth. It's only when more and more of it starts coming out, the shoulders and the rest of the body, oh, mazel tov, Baruch Hashem, I see the mommy's giving birth. Then you know for sure that there's a leida. But the head alone, you don't see the leida. It's not nicker because it's partially concealed. So that's the reason why we have to go and tell us by Adam also when the child is born that has the status of not the child. When the head emerges, then the child is considered to be born. Okay, so fine. So I need the halacha l'gabi Adam. But why can't I learn behema from the Adam? Ubehema Adam le'alva, the choshev parzif ponim di day. When a child, a baby is born, and the face comes out, everybody says, does it look like the mommy? Does it look like the tati? Does it look like the zayde? Does it look like the baba? In other words, it already has chashivus. The head of a baby has chashivus. The head of an animal, sachabahayma, doesn't have any chashivus yet. You look in the punim of one behema looks exactly like the punim of any other behema. They all look exactly identical, at least to us city slickers. Maybe farmers or people that raise animals, maybe they can tell the difference. But normally they're all the same. So therefore the roish coming out, there's some gunish. It's by Bnei Adam, a baby is born. You have to immediately give a name, a social security number, and you have to go and vickle it on and make sure the baby's okay. And that's a consolation, just the head coming out. But when the head of an animal comes out, it's a gunish. So that's the reason why you have to repeat it twice. So no. You're telling me that by behema, it's a chiddush in our Mishnah that I couldn't learn from Adam. Hanami Tanina, even behema, I have another Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on in our Masechta. We're going to have this Amir Shem and Daf Ayin Zayin, another 10 days or so. Which day done the Mishnah? Shil Yeshayotasa Mikzasa Asura Bachila. Kisimin Vlad be Isha Kach Simin Vlad be behema. A Shilya is very often referred to as the afterbirth, or some say it's the amniotic sac. In other words, where the Vlad was initially. As you know, when before babies are born, usually you have a flood of liquid comes out, and that liquid comes out from the amniotic sac. So when you have that type of shilya, says the Mishnah, if part of the shilya came out, shiyotza mikzasa, now we're not talking about babies, we're now talking about behemoths, but the shilya came out, not a yad of the uber, and not the roish of the uber, but the shilya of the uber came out. Only mikzas, only part of it. Asura bachila, you're not allowed to go and eat from any part, not only the shilya, but any part of the uber. Why can't you? Because, says Rashi, we assume that in that mikzas may have been part of the roish. Oh, the roish came out, it's later. That's our Mishnah that says, when you have a latest roish, av b'shech ziroi harzek yolud. That's Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, second middle wide line there, even the rest of the shilya and the rest of the uber, anything inside is all aser. Why? Because the roish may have also come out inside the shilya. So you're going to tell me, no, take a look, see if there's a roish over there. Then we're afraid that maybe it all got dissipated, it dissolved, and that it's all became a liquid. And that's why you cannot go and tell that there's a roish. But there was a roish at one time, so therefore the whole shilya. Obviously you don't have any uber anymore if the whole roish and the rest of the body disintegrated and dissolved. What we're talking about is, but you can't eat any of the shilya which is remaining inside the mummy animal, because you're afraid that the roish came out. If the roish came out, it's kileide, it's kiyolud, then the whole uber is asur. In this case, the whole shili is asur. And the zeichtach, the din of leidas haroish, is like the leida of the entire animal. Zoi bazoi, why do we have to repeat it in our Mishnah? Zokti imar nachma. Okay, so now we brought the shilya. So tomorrow, if you're going to go and tell me that when it says in the Mishnah, mutabachil is dafka, what does that mean, dafka? That when the Mishnah says mutabachil, it's not only that you can eat the uber, but you can even eat the yad, the aver that protruded. No, that's a grace of chiddush, that the uber stuck out its hand. At that point, it's osur bachila. Vechzira, if you bring it back in, it's mutter bachila. Not like Rav Yehuda Amarav. So if that's how you're learning pshat in the Mishnah, that's beautiful. And now the Seifa, even though we don't need the halach of the Seifa, because we know that from the Shilya case and from the Adam case. But nevertheless, also we have the Reisha, so we repeat it. Hoitzis, Roisha, Avapish, Achzira, Yaharizek, Ki Yolad. Even though it's not necessary, but since we already had one halacha that it stuck out its hand, Vechzira, then you can eat the uber. But if it stuck out the head, you cannot eat the uber. That makes a lot of sense. So, Iyamris Bishloim Vechzira, Dereisha, Tafka, Tana Seifa, Dereisha. So, Rabbeinu HaKadosh threw that in as a freebie, even though we don't need it because we have it from other Mishnahs. But Iyamris Loi Dereisha, Tafka, Veloi Deseifa, Tafka. I don't really need either of the halachas. In the case of the Reisha, I don't need the Vechzira, because if we're talking about the uber, makes no difference. Your hechzira, nish hechzira. You're allowed to eat the uber. The hechzira is really loimalav loimoyrid vis-a-vis the rest of the uber. So if you're going to go and tell me, that's lav dafka. You know why I put in the hechzira? Is because of the sefer. I don't even need the sefer b'chlal, because the sefer I already know from the sechtes b'choyrois. I know it from later on in daf ayin zayin. So loy reisha dafka, loy sefer dafka, lomalila mesnaya klal. So we could have ended the shir already 20 minutes ago. Just leave out these two lines, leave out the Echzir and the Reisha, leave out the second case. It would make the shir much shorter. No. The taka pshat in the Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says that Echzirah mutabachila means the uber, not the aver, but the uber. So if you're asking then, so why did the Gabi, the rest of the uber, Echzirah makes no difference, like Malav, like Moirid, says the Gemara, a gewaldige chiddush. Like we're going to have Rav Nachman Yitzchak on the Omid base, we're going to have Rav Nachman Yitzchak today three times. Here in our case, it's on the Mishnah, but Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it's a loch on a brisa on the Omid Aleph. Loi nitzrich el lamokim chatach. Lochanami loi nitzrich el lamokim chatach. What does that mean? Until now, we thought that there are only two parts of the animal that we need to think about if hoitzia uberis yodoi, and that is, okay, the uber stuck out its hand, now it's Eivim Menachai, you're not allowed to eat it, it was Yotzim M'chitzosoi, no good. Oh, but Echzira, but he brought the hand back in. So now, the question is, Mutabachila, is this referring to the Eiver that came back in? Makes sense, yeah? He stuck it out for a second, brought it back in, Mutabachila. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, no, that Eiver remains Osir forever. Okay, so what else could the Mutabachila, it's referring to the rest of the uber. No, if it's the rest of the uber, who cares? Echzira siyad, lo yechzira siyad. Says the Gemara, there's a third entity that you also have to be concerned about. Not just the aver and the uber, but you also have to be concerned about the mokim hachatach. What does that mean, mokim hachatach? The uber stuck out its hand, and the uber is about to go and withdraw the hand back into the recha. But once it does that, I'm going to be if gahak tzuris. Because afterwards, when I'm going to go and check the animal, I won't know which leg and which part of the leg was the one that hoitzi es yodoi, and therefore is osur to eat, and which of the rest is mutter to eat. So you know what I do? We immediately call the surgeon, he takes a knife, and he cuts off that part which is sticking out, so I shouldn't be nichshel chas v'sholem in eating something without the benefit of shchita, meaning that it's an eivam and a chai. So therefore, cut it off. Okay, fine, you cut it off. That where you cut it is called the mokim hachatach. On that dotted line, you cut it off, that's mokim hachatach. Okay, Matan Tov. So what do I learn from that? So Reb Nachman Yitzchak tells us a gevaldige chiddush. Are you subsequently, after the animal gives birth, and then you go and not gives birth, after the animal is gishach, and you take out the ober, and the ober is alive, and you're now going to go and eat from the ober? You're not going to eat from the aver, because that you already cut off. But are you allowed to go and eat on that dotted line, the mokim achatach? Let's assume that's a half an inch wide. Can you eat that mokim achatach? Says Reb Nachman Yitzchak, if the animal did not retract its aver inside, if it's loy hechzira, then you would not be able to eat that mokim achatach. And certainly if you cut the animal's leg off, then of course it was not machzira, and therefore you wouldn't be able to eat the mokim chatach. So after you open up the animal after the shechita, and you find this live uber, you'd have to go and cut a little bit more, another half an inch, not allowed to eat. However, if the animal did go and bring its arm back in, guess what happens? Then the mokim chatach is mutter. He didn't cut it because he brought the arm back in. But that mokim chatach, which was there all along, remains mutter ba'achim. So that's what Rav Nachman and Yitzchak says. Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Yitzchak mokim chatach. Hachanan and Yitzchak mokim chatach. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah mutter ba'achila, we are not referring to the uber. We're not referring to the yad. We're referring to that half an inch of the mokim chatach. That if it's chzira, mutter ba'achim. I'm going to ask you a very strong kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Merav from a braisa. And the braisa begins. Behema makasha labored. Again, the behema is in labor. Hoitzi uber es yodai. And the uber stuck out its head. Vihzira. And he brought it back in. So far, word for word like our Mishnah. But now he adds, viach kach shochat es imoy. After that, you shechted the mommy animal. Mutter b'achila, you're allowed to go and eat. Doesn't say what you're allowed to eat. Whether you're allowed to eat the uber, you're allowed to eat the aver. So far, I have no raya. Well, let's continue on. Shachar esima, v'yachkach echzira. What happens? You shechted the mami, and then after that, the uber brought its hand back in. After all, the uber is alive. And now, the mami is never kishachten, and the uber goes and brings the hand back in. Asr b'achila, you're not allowed to go and eat. So now let's think about this for a moment. This shachar esima v'yachkach echzira, asr b'achila. Could this possibly be talking about the uber? Of course not. The uber was inside the whole time, didn't move, didn't budge, didn't go. Avada, that's mutter b'achila. Muzmin l'chzogin that v'yachkach echzira is referring to the eiver that's sticking out, even though it was machzirit, it was too late, Rabbi Yisai, you should have been machzir before. You master after the shechita, asa b'achila. Oh. So we see that the hechzira asa b'achila is referring to the eiver. So let's go back to the reisha. The reisha also says that hechzira v'yachkach shachar esimai mutter b'achila. If the seif is talking about the eiver, then presumably the reisha is also talking about the eiver. So I see that when it's machzir the eiver, it's mutter b'achila. Not like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav habachashtar kasha on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. That's the kasha. The Gemara is not going to get to the Teretz for another few lines because we're going to quote the rest of the Braisa, but it's really unnecessary for the Kasha. The Kasha is already baked. We see from the Braisa, from the two first cases, the Reisha and the Seifa, that when it says Mutter Bachil and the Reisha, it's referring to the Yad, to the Aver, and not to the rest of the Ummah. Continues the Braisa. Hoyti es yod v'chatocha. It stuck out its hand and you cut it. V'yakach shuchar es imoy. And then you shechted the mami. Shebechutz tameh, the aser. Shebethnim tohar umutter. What is the Braisa telling us? The Braisa is telling us is a very special din. That Eva Menachai is metameh kinevela. What's a din by nevela? As we know, not only are you not allowed to eat a nevela, if you touch a nevela, you become tameh. Oh, that Eva Menachai has the same din, just like an Aver min ha-nevela, and it's mitame. Yeah, but it's touching the rest of the animal. Oh, Zukti Yimara. Hoitzi es yodeh v'chatocha. V'yakach shochar es imoy. You first cut off that Aver that was sticking out. And then you shechted the mami. Shebechutz es tamei. That Aver that was chotuch, that you cut off, That's tame. And of course it's osir b'achila because eiv menachai. But the rest of the animal, including the uber inside, is tahir or mutter. Why is it tahir? Why don't we go and say that the part of the uber that's inside touched the eiv menachai outside? Why doesn't it become tame? And Rashi says, because we have a general rule throughout Shas, a live animal cannot be makabel tuma. A dead animal, meaning if you shechted an animal, now you have the basar, and a nevela touched the basar, a dead sheretz touched the basar, a balkeri touched the basar, a zov, etc., then that basar becomes tummy. But as long as the animal is still alive, it is immune, it cannot become tummy from any tumma whatsoever. So therefore, even though the outside piece, even achai, is a shtik nevela, it is nevela, it is osir, it is tummy. Shebefnim is tar umat. On the other hand, shachres ima, you shechted the mami, viyaka chatocha, and then you cut off the aver, liacher shchita. Oh, that's a different story. Habasar maga nevela, then the basar which is inside, meaning the remaining uber, becomes tame because it touched the nevela. But you just said a moment ago that if it's a live animal, it cannot be makabel tuma. Yeah. That's before the shchita. Now that the shchita has taken place, even if the uber is alive, it's considered to be part of the dead animal, the animal that you just shechted. So therefore, it is now mekabel tuma after all, according to the mayor. So the basar, it's kosher. The uber inside is kosher. But don't touch it because it's magen avel. You're going to become tummy.
Just the baby inside is tummy? Is nevela, or the whole animal is nevela now because it touched?
The Machitin points out very, very beautifully, and Mamish, you're quoting the top Rashi. Because the Rashi says, Kala uber, viha behema, nogu be'eva, tumeim. Everything becomes tummy. Shkoya. Very good. So not only uber, the entire animal becomes tummy because it touched the nevela. No. Maga treifa shchuta. No, it does not become tummy after all. Why not? We have that famous rule that any time you shecht an animal, you accomplish two purposes. Number one, you're able to go and eat from the animal. Until now it was even menachai, now it's geshecht and you can eat. But number two, when you have a shchita, the shchita metaheres midei nevela. Since you didn't allow this animal to die, but you shechted it, therefore, even if it turns out that the behemoth is a treifa, the shechita did not help that you can eat, but the shechita helped that it doesn't become tamei tumas nevela. So here too, the shechita over here helped when you shechted the animal, and the uber has its hand sticking out, even though that hand that's sticking out is eva menachai, and now you shechted it and you're saying, oh, it's now touching the rest of the animal and the uber, it should all become tamei. No. The shechita that you did makes it, gives it a protective force around it. It insulates it from becoming tamei from that eva that's sticking out. It's eva menachai. Okay, that sefer is very, very fascinating. We've got the hilchas tumah and tahara. But let's get back to our subject. What do I say? Tani mi reish, it says in the beginning of the braisa. What is that mutar b'achila referring to? My love, a aver. So we have a kashan of Yudah Marav that we see that an aver that came back in hechzira is mutar b'achila. So do a lie, a uber. Talk about the uber. Fait mo'i a uber ain't m'seifa. Shach v'sim v'yakech hechzira osa b'achila. You shechted it, and then after that the uber returned its hand in, then that hand is osa b'achila. Fait mo'i uber, am I osa? Are we going to say in the seifa too? That if you shechted the mami, remember before the shechita, the baby stuck out its hand. Now you shechted. After that, the baby brought its hand back in. Oh, osir b'achila. So what is the osir b'achila referring to? The uber, am I osir? Why would you say that the uber is osir b'achila? The uber was inside the mami's stomach the entire time. It didn't budge. You can only talk about whether the aver is mutar b'achila or osir b'achila. But you can't go and talk about the uber being osir b'achila. So have l'choira a clear cut rai against of Yehuda Marav that an aver that stuck out its hand and brought it in before shechita, it's mutar b'achila, not like Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Everything more the same terms as we gave on the Omer Aleph. Kira Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Lo Yitzchak L'Mokem Achatach, We're not talking about the Aver specifically, and we're not talking generically about the entire Uber. Talking specifically at that place where you cut the Aver from the rest of the Uber. So if you didn't have a return of the Aver back into the mummy's stomach, then that Mokim Chatach would also be Osir. So when you ultimately do the Shechita, open up the mummy, find the Uber inside, you have to go and cut off another quarter of an inch, a half an inch, where the Mokim Chatach took place before. However, if the animal, if the Uber, brought back its Aver back into the body, then that Chazara helps for the Mokim Chatach. So when it said in our Mishnah, when it says here in the Braisa, Hoitzi Uber's Yod Vechzira, and it says Mutabachila, the Mutabachila is not referring to the Aver. Nah, in Chulila, we're talking about the Mokim Chatach and Mutabachila. Shai, Oy Bazoi, no Kasha on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. I'm going to ask you another kasha from another braisa. When Avimi came back from Bechoizoi, he brought the following braisa with him. Parsa hechsir achoil. Parsa's hechsir achoil. What is parsa and parsa is referring to? So it's referring to the pasuk. V'chol behema mafrasis parsa v'shoisa shesa shtei frosois. So the paras and the prosa is referring to those two words in the pasuk. And of course, a parasa means the foot, the hoof of the animal. So what does the braisa say? The braisa on the surface is kind of a mystery. Parasa hechsir, if it brought back its parasa into the animal, achoil, you can eat it. Parasa hechsir, if it brought back both parasois, achoil, you can go and eat it. So what does this mean? So l'choyre means just like our Mishnah and like the Braisa, that we're not referring to the entire Uber, we're not even referring to the entire Yad, we're just talking about the Parsa, the flat foot on the bottom of the leg, that the animal stuck out one Parsa, or it stuck out two Prosois, and Hechzir, Achoil, you're allowed to go and eat from it. So Zukti Mara, my love, Hechzir Parsa, Achoy parsa. L'choy, the poshup shot in this price is the animal stuck out the parsa for 10 seconds. That is the Uber. And then the Uber brought the parsa back in. And then I shechted the animal. Achoy, you're allowed to go and eat it. That's what the price says. Parsa hechsir, achoy. So l'choy, we're not talking about the rest of the Uber. We're talking about the parsa itself, the Aver, the parsa. It's chshver on Bihuda Merav. The Bihuda Merav says that once the Aver went out, it becomes osur b'achila forever. And this parsa went out, and you're saying, achoy, you're allowed to go and eat it. Zotumulay, hechzir parsa achoy uber. Even though it doesn't mention the word uber in this braisa, but that's what it means. That if it brings the parsa back in, you're allowed to eat from the rest of the uber. Frey Timura, that's achposhet. E uber, my iria hechzir for le hechzir nami. As far as the uber is concerned, who cares that the parsa went in, the parsa went out, it stayed outside, it came back inside. The rest of the Uber says, I have nothing to do with that parsa. I was here the whole time. So of course it's mutar b'achila. So what's a chiddush? And again, the same teretz, a third time, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, le'nitzchol mokim chatach. It's coming to tell you that point where you could have, would have, should have cut it. That if you went and cut it, and therefore the animal did not bring its aver back in, because that part was already cut off, then when you open up the mami, and you take out the Uber, you can eat the Uber entirely, except for that Mokim Chatach, you're going to have to go and cut off a quarter of an inch, the Mokim Chatach, and that you're not allowed to eat. However, if Hechzira, if it brought the Yad back in, so even though you're not going to be able to eat the Parsa, because it went out just for a moment, if Yudah Marav says that once it goes out, too late, Rabbi Yisai, but you will be able to eat from the Mokim Chatach. Why? Because that was still inside, and that's what the Hechzira accomplishes, not Legabe. The Aver, not the Gabi, the Uber, but the Gabi, the Mokim Chatach. Frey Timara, Vatrei Kroi Kenosav Lo. Why do we have to have two psukim? Meaning, Parse Hechzir Achoyl, Proseis Hechzir Achoyl. They're both telling us the same halacha. Why do we repeat it twice? Frey Timara, my love, doesn't one come to say, Chad the Aver, that as long as one Aver went out, you can go and eat, and the Aver that comes back in, it's Mutim Achila. Chad the Mokim Chatach. Ah, so therefore, that's why I have two drushes, one paris and one brasais. Not only can you eat the makam chatach, that you don't have to chop that off, but you could even eat the aver. It's a chvayt tishven of Yehuda Merav that says you're not allowed to eat the aver. Utumalai. Chad the makam chatach, v'chad the kolot v'mei para, v'alibet Reb Shimon. Oh, anai halacha. What's a kolot? As we just said now, every kosher animal has to chew its cud and has to have split hooves. What happens if you have the mating of a par upara, meaning a Mr. and Mrs. cow and ox? No question about it, was the same min. Or for that matter, you have the same thing by sheep, a male sheep and a female sheep, male goat and a female goat. We all know there were no other animals in the whole vicinity. And then the female animal gets pregnant and it has a baby. And then lo and behold, the doctor called you and says, I can't believe it. Well, what happened? Look at the hooves of this born baby. They are sealed. They are not split like your normal split hooves. Even though this is an animal that came from two kosher parents. Kosher cow, kosher ox, kosher sheep, kosher female sheep. Nevertheless, it comes out a kolot. So other than Reb Shimon, the Chachamim hold Ha yoytzim and ha tohar tohar, even though it doesn't have the split hooves like the mommy has, still tohar. Reb Shimon says no. The Amar Reb Shimon kolot ben para is osur, even though the yichus is crystal clear that this happens to be from a par and para respectively. If it comes out kolot, it's missing that key simon that the Torah says it has to be mafres and parsa. And therefore, it's
a siba, not a besaiver. So, because it's a siba, you need the.
Very good. So, bottom line is, it's also according to Reb Shimon. So, now the chiddush of this price is, that's only if the parah gave birth to this kolot. Then it's also. Ama'imah, if you found it inside, shari. So that's what this price is talking about, the prosois. And the word Rashi, when it says hechser, lav dafka, because we're not talking about your hechser, nishmachser, by the parse hechser, we needed to tell us that if it stretched out the arm and put the arm back in, or the parse or the hoof, nafkimin alagabi the mokim chatach, yodos alzegit. But by the parsois, we're no longer talking about hechser. We're talking about parsa, so I opened up the animal and I found that the parsa was not split hooves, it was a kolot. Even Reb Shimon holds, mutalach, you're allowed to go and eat. And with this, Rabbi said, we have concluded the series of kashas that we asked on Rabbi Yehuda Merav. And now, for the first time, we're going to find a man d'yama that disagrees, and that's Ula. Ula Rabbi Yochanan says, the Eiver Atzma is also mutter. I respectfully disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Merav. If the animal, the uber, stretched out its Eiver, and Hechzir on the Eiver came back in, not only allowed to eat from the rest of the Uber, and not only allowed to eat from the Mokim Chatach, you're allowed to eat the Eiver itself. Mamish, just the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda Omerah. Omale Rabbi Yehuda Li'ela. Rabbi Yehuda said, not Le'ela, Le'ula. Rabbi Yehuda says to Ula, you're telling me it's Mutter. V'harav Ushmuel the Amri Tavai. We didn't have a Shmuel on the Omer Aleph, but the Gemara said, not only Rav, but even Shmuel also holds. Eiver atzmai asur, you Ula, how could you chas v'shalom argue with these two greats, the Rav and Shmuel, the Degresta Gedolim in the generation? How could you argue with them? Amalei, so Ula was very, very nice, and he says, man yoiv lon mi afed the Rav Shmuel umalinan aini. He's being very respectful and he's being very gracious, and he's saying, Rav and Shmuel, don't you think I know that they were the Gedoli Hadar? These were Kedoshim. Not only did they know Ganshas on their fingertips and all Medrash and Kol HaTorah Kula, but Kedoshim Utahoyrim. Oh, so much so that if I would be on the caver of Rab Ushmul, I would take some of that offer and I would put it into my eyes to open up my eyes to understand the Heilige Torah. He probably doesn't mean this literally, but he's saying in a very poetic and a very gracious form, Rab Ushmul, the Gresset Tzaddikim, of course, I know what you're talking about, Rav and Shmuel. If I had the opportunity, I would take some offer and put it into my eyes. But nevertheless, Elohachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I, Ula, am not arguing with Rav and Shmuel. I'm quoting Rabbi Yochanan, who is also a Gudel Hadar. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? State in Pasuk. Hakol ha'yi b'chal basa basa treifa lo yisichelu. This basa basa treifa that we said on the Amud Aleph comes to tell us that anything that was a yotzei, it went out of its perimeter, its parameters, it went chutzl mechitzasai, you're not allowed to eat. Now, kishapar b'chal kosev gabi chattas. Shiyotze chutzl mechitzasai v'chazra asura. Why? Because it's a chattas he. Ah, so we learned that what happens if you have a chattas that went chutzl mechitzasai, means outside of the azara. Lav dafka chattas, the same thing would apply to an oyle, an oshem, any kachi kudishin. It goes chutzl mechitzasai. Even though chazra yushnel, right? I remember when we were little kids, if a kid on Shabbos by accident turned on the light, oh, it's Shabbos. What's your natural reaction? You immediately turn it off. Now you've been going for 2 weeks, sir. But that's kind of the nature of youngsters, even sometimes adults. You tell them, oh, yeah, you turned off the light. Turns the light back on. Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's what you have over here too. Chatos became possible by yoytze. You know what you did? You took the chattas out. It's possible. Oh, no, shnell, let's bring it back in. I'm going to take it right in. Shnell, 1, 2, 6. It's too late. It's already awesome. So therefore, says Imar chattas, who departed Rachmana, only by the case of the chattas, meaning the kodshim that goes out, then it happens to be that the Torah says it remains awesome even if you bring it back in. Where does it say that in the Torah? So Rashi has a whole discussion, and he brings from Moshe and Aharon about the sort chatas of Rosh Chodesh, that Aharon and Bonav did not eat from it, but they burned it. And Moshe Rabbeinu got very angry at them and said, "Madu lechaltem es chatas? Henli huve es adam el kodesh benima. Ochol toich lo oisa ba kodesh kasher tzivaisi." And then Aharon told him, "That's only the gabe a chatas shah, a carbon shah, but anything which is the doidoi savada, you're not allowed to eat from it if it went out." Anyway, that's a full discussion. Oininim and tuma of tumas mes. But the ikar, says Rashi, is the word penima in the pasuk is l'choyde ibrik. It says in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming at Aharon, "Madu le'echaltum es achatas, hein lihuva es adoma el akoidish penima." It would have been enough to go and say, "Hein lihuva es adoma el akoidish." Why did they have to go and say penima? Penima comes to tell you that as long as it was supposed to be penima, and when chutz l'mechitzasa, then it becomes possible forever, even if you bring it back into the penima, it remains awesome. So this is the penima that we have by the soir chatos of Rish Chodesh. So we talk about a chatos. So the Torah was megala by a chatos that if it went out and it comes back in penima, it remains asur. That's part of Rachmanaba. Avakol mili, any other thing that went out of its mechitza, like our aver, kim dehav sharis, when it comes back, it's mutter. Oh, so that was the drasha of the Yochanan. It's a beautiful drasha, and that's why Ula says, "I rely on Rabbi Yochanan against Rav and Shmuel, and the Aver that comes back in, mutalach, mutalach." Freitimar Meisve. I'm going to ask you a kasha from a bright attack on that posik. It says in that posik, Pasuk Basada Trevli Sechelu, Ma Talmud Loimar. Why does the posik have to go and tell you that you're not allowed to go and eat it? I'll tell you why. Lefisha Matzina Mamasa Shin Vikurim. The Avo Bishi Yotza Chutz Muhitasan. Vachazru Mutarin. What happens if a person, Baruch Hashem, is a farmer, and he has bikurim, or he has Master Sheni, what do you have to do with it? You bring it up to Yerushalayim. Yeah, Master Sheni, you could be paida, but it wasn't paida. He brought it up to Yerushalayim, and it was now inside the Beis Mikdash. And now what happens? Absent-mindedly, somebody took the Master Sheni out of Yerushalayim, he took the bikurim out of Yerushalayim, he took the bikurim out of the Beis Mikdash, and he took it, chutz mitzasa, and they took it back to Bnei Brak. And then, what did I do? That's a dreite mensch. I was supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Shnell, because they bring it back to Yerushalayim. Mutarin. Here we don't go and say that it went chutz l'mechitzas and it becomes asur. We say that it's mutar. So yuchal af zekein. I would think the same thing applies to the kodshim by yoytze, or by the aver that we're talking about, by the uber. As long as you bring it back, it's mutar. Tam aloyme, that's why it says in the pasuk, basar basada. Would have been enough to say basar ba soda loy sechelu. After all, Mechitin said already before, it doesn't become treifa. Treifa is talking about one of the shmoina esrei treifas. This is not one of the yudches treifas. It just went chutz l'mechitzasai. It's a yoytze. Why does the pasuk have to tell you treifa? Talmud loy me treifa. My Talmuda. What do you see from the word treifa? Amar Rabba ki treifa. Once you have a behemoth that has one of the yud ches tarfis that we had in the previous parak, elu treifois, abasa kimchiyotzef. So it's also shuv ein loy heter. The aver left, it's done, finished. It's aser forever and ever. You cannot take a treif, a piece of meat, and toivel in the mikvah 101 times and say, oh, now it's tur. No, no. Once it's aser forever. Nu zeich the klur like Rav Yehuda Amarav. That when the Aver went chutzim chitzase, afilu hechzira, it's aser. Tiyufta di ula tiyufta, we take ask a shtark a kash and ula, it's so shtark, there's no answer. So therefore, ula is defeated, and the Aver hayotza min lechutz remained aser forever, even if it's hechzira. Omamah, afisha matzinim masvishnim bikurim. That what, that if you brought them back in, you can eat them in Yerushalayim. Heich matzina, where do we find that? Tachsiv said in the pasuk, Yisuch alechol bisharecha. Master, the gond chitaroish v'yitzarecha. This pasuk is referring taka to Master Sheini, as well as it says at the end of Trumas Yedecha, which is referring to Bikurim. So you're not allowed to eat bisharecha. In other words, if you're a farm and you live in Bnei Brak, or you live in Tel Aviv, or in Haifa, or wherever throughout Eretz Yisrael, and you have Master Dogen, meaning Master Sheini, Yisuch alechol bisharecha, you're not allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. Where can you eat it? You have to go up to Yerushalayim and eat it in the Heilig Gestut Yerushalayim, and the Bikurim you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, etc. Okay. Darshan Dietz Chazal. You're not allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. Aval Yotze Chutzach Mitzasin. If it was initially in Yerushalayim and you took it out, when you put it back in, Mutarin, then you are allowed to eat it after all. So I would have thought the same thing applies to Yoitze by Karbonis and to the Aver by the behema Makasha Lele. Kamash Malan, no, these remain Osir forever. And that was the Kasha that we asked on Ula. Another couple of lines are by Say Bamarova Maslu Hachi. In Eretz Yisrael, they learned the same machloikis that we just had now between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, but they learned it with a slightly different loshay. And we're going to see in a moment that that different lashon will have ramifications lahaloch. What is that different lashon? Rav Omar Yesh Leida Le'evar. What does that mean? We said in our Mishnah that what happens if the uber had its head protruding prior to Shechita? It's like Yolud, it's like a Leida, and even if it brings its head back in, this uber will not become mutter with the Shechitas Ho'em, because it's a separate animal of Ne'atzmai. So now the question is, what about if it didn't protrude its head, but just the yad, the leg of the animal, was protruding from the Beis Harecha? So what did Rav say on the Amud Aleph? That becomes Osir forever. Ah, says the Gemara, in this Lashon Marava, Yesh Leida Leivarim. Just like there's a Leida for a whole head that sticks out, that the Mami Shechit is no longer going to help for that Uber, because it's Ki Yolud. So the Eva that went out was also Yolud. Not the rest of the animal. The rest of the animal is Mutter Bachila with the Shechita Se'em. But that Eiver is as if it was born. Once it's born, then it's a separate entity, and you cannot go and use the Shechita Se'em to be Mata the Eiver. So it's the same Allah as the Amud Aleph, just in different terms. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Lei Leivar. No, there's no such thing. It stuck out its hand outside. It brought it back in. Nothing happened. Since nothing happened, when you go and check the mami, you'll be able to even eat the Eiver, it's Mutter Bachila. Why are we telling us? We just want to tell us that in Marova they had different terminology. No, no, this is enough. Kimin ikbeinayu lemeisen miut aver shebifnim. Ah, the aver came out. Let's assume that roiv of the aver came out, but a miut was left behind. You have a leg of the animal. The leg of the animal, 75% came out, 25% stayed in. According to the first lashon that we said on the Amud Aleph, according to Yudah Marav, that portion that went out, okay, it's Eva Menachai, it no longer is going to be Zoyche to have a heter achila based on the shechit of the animal because the Eva came out. But what about the remaining miut of the Eva? The miut of the Eva didn't come out. Not only the Mokim Chatach we can talk about, Amnach B'Yitzchak, but other than that, the rest of the Eva stayed inside, mutalach, mutalach, just like the rest of the Uber is mutter, the rest of the Eiver is mutter. But according to the second Lashon that we say, Yesh Leilevarim, it's as if it was born. Ah, so if it was born, that only doesn't only refer to the portion that came out, it's referring to the entire Eva, because the entire, the miut of the Eva, which is still inside, is part of that Eva that was born. Just like we say, if the Roish comes out, it's kiyolid. Not just the Roish was yolid, but the whole, the whole Uber is yolid. Same thing as if three quarters of the Aver came out, so you have the Roish, then the rest of the Aver also is deemed as if it came out. So therefore, according to the second Lashon, that Miyat Aver Shemifnim would also be Asur. According to the first Lashon, only that three quarters that came out is Asur, the rest of the Miyat is Mutter. According to the second Lashon, even that remaining one quarter would also be Asur because it was a Leida by the Aver. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, to be continued tomorrow. Shkoyach, everybody, for listening.